Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it as we roll on. We've got another hour to go. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to be joined by our friend Kevin Ryans from Fox 2 and Channel 11. We'll talk through the current Cardinals situation with him. Might bring up some basketball with him, but that might be a little tough for he's a Knicks guy. He's a big Knicks fan. And I have had the pleasure of sitting in the press box next to Kevin when he is watching a Knicks game. Specifically, I've seen him watch Knicks playoff games. And I love Kevin so much. I just know in those situations, especially if things are not going well for the Knicks, I just keep my mouth shut. I let him experience what he's experiencing over there, and I don't need to interfere. So I say that tongue-in-cheek, but Kevin's going to join us in just a little while. And then we're going to wrap up our golf coverage, I guess you can say, with Dan Reardon. Dan is such a benefit and blessing to us here at KMOX with the coverage he provides of golf. A guy who knows it all, has seen it all. We had him on Sports Open Line on Wednesday. You heard his leading in the U.S. Open. I heard his reports all weekend long. We're going to have him on coming up at about 7:35 or so, and we'll talk with him about the U.S. Open. That was fun. That was one that you remember because the weather was terrible, just terrible, there at Oakmont in Pennsylvania. And then the putt that was made to finish it off, just you talk about a big ol' exclamation point. We don't talk a lot of golf here, but that was really a lot of fun. And you felt really happy for JJ Spahn. And I'm a softy in so many ways. Every day older that I get, the more of a softy I am. I can't get enough of the wife and the kids looking on and their reactions and watching dad go out there and win the U.S. So all of that is just awesome. And it tugs on the emotional side of you. I love it. I love all that. That's why I love sports. Sports is more than just winning and losing and performance. There's so many things that get into the world of sports. And that's part of why I've dedicated my career to it. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We touched on this a little bit during the Redbird Rush Hour, but I wanted to circle back around because there was a situation in Major League Baseball over the weekend that went in a direction that I don't think many of us thought it was going to go, and that was Rafael Devers getting traded away. And the Devers situation in Boston has been borderline toxic for a while. The Red Sox wanted him to change positions. He didn't want to change positions. He said that he was assured by management that he wouldn't have to change positions. That management at the time being led by Heim Bloom, who's not there anymore. Then they have an injury and they want him to go play first base, and he's unwilling to do that. He's only going to DH. Like, it was just, and I understand his frustrations. I really do. I don't completely agree with the way he's handled the situation, but I understand the frustration of feeling like you're told one thing and now you need to do another. And we've all had versions of that in our jobs where it's kind of the bait and switch nature. Now, I always say, anytime I try to start comparing like something you and me are doing in our jobs to somebody who's making, you know, tens of millions of dollars, it's not the same. It's not apples to apples. It's very much apples to oranges. So I always kind of try to pump the brakes on myself when I start to make those comparisons. But at the same time, when Rafael Devers is just being absolutely destroyed by a lot of people for his frustration that he's told one thing and then does another, I think a lot of us in our jobs, like, there was a point in my career where I took a radio job, and I took the job and I was told it was going to be all sports, nothing but sports. It was going to be 100% sports. And what happened? A year into the job, I'm covering school board meetings in a small little town in Iowa. And I'm going, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't the job that I took. And yeah, there's a whole lot. Again, this is where the whole apples to apples thing comes in. Like, obviously a huge difference when talking about that sort of situation. But it is, I think, good to think through what he went through and his frustration. Did he handle it the right way? Should have he just kind of sucked it up and accepted the idea that he would go over to first base? Maybe even have kind of a handshake agreement with Craig Breslow out there. They're a, you know, their baseball head that, look, I'll do this, but this isn't a long-term play. If this is where you guys have me at, we got to figure out a way to get me out of here. And maybe they did. Maybe that will. But at the same time, if they had that sort of agreement, you would have thought that it would have played out a little bit differently. Look, I saw Chris Cotillo. We've had him on this show before. He covers the Red Sox. He's covered him for a really, really long time. I think Mass Live is who he covers. I saw some of his tweets that he sent out today, and I saw that he was a guest over on Foul Territory. He made the point that not only was there frustration from the front office with Devers and the way he was handling that, but beyond that, he wasn't willing to do some of the things that baseball players are sort of expected to do, whether it's taking part in marketing messages or promos or going out for a fan meet and greet every once in a while, that's just something that he was completely unwilling to do. That he wanted to get paid handsomely to play baseball, and that was it. So it had gotten worse and worse and worse for him in Boston. They trade him away. Kevin Wheeler made the great point earlier, because anytime a big trade like that happens, you always get fans of a team saying, well, my team could have done that. Well, that doesn't seem like that much when looking at the minor leaguers' names. Well, it's because you're not probably, I'm not talking to everybody here, but generally speaking, you're probably not overly familiar with the minor leaguers that are going in the other direction. And like Kevin said today, and I think he was right on, the trade for Rafael Devers, what they got back was essentially the Cardinals' equivalent of Quinn Matthews and J.J. Weatherholt. Not saying that that's not actually even a good deal, but it's not just like this easy, okay, this is a smart decision and you got to go forward with it. There are some shades of gray that go along with a deal like that, where you are giving away cost-controlled, high-level talent. It hurts Boston right now. It probably doesn't hurt Boston in the long run. They're getting some very good players that are going to come back in. It absolutely helps the Giants. It certainly impacts the Cardinals and any attempt that they have at making it in the postseason. And I would continue to say that this is a Cardinals team that can contend for a playoff spot. What they have done the last 2 weeks, notwithstanding, I think this is a team that can hang around in the playoffs in playoff contention. But then when you start to look at, say, the wild card race, because they're starting to fall back in the divisional race. They've got a lot of games against the Cubs coming up. Maybe we look at the divisional race a little bit different after that. But right now, they're 7 games back in the division. Still really early, no matter what, to be talking about divisional races and things like that. But to be fair, here over the last few weeks, the Cubs have surged a little bit. At least they've picked up a little bit of ground, and the Cardinals have certainly fallen back. Cardinals are also now trailing the Brewers by a game and a half after they ended up losing 3 out of 4 over the weekend. Like I said, I think the Cardinals continue to stick around and continue to contend in the National League, but this changes things. The biggest reason why the Cardinals are still contending is because you have 2 teams this year who have underachieved at an incredible level. The Atlanta Braves have underachieved at an incredible level. That's probably too strong when I say about the Arizona Diamondbacks, but the Diamondbacks have underachieved as well. I think we went into the season and we were talking about all the good teams in the National League, and we were certainly including the Braves and the Diamondbacks in that, and those teams are not where you expected them to be. Now, the Diamondbacks are only a half game back of the Cardinals. So if the Diamondbacks and the Diamondbacks have won 6 of their last 10, Cardinals have won 3 of their last 10. If that continues on, obviously Arizona's going to jump over. Cincinnati, they've won 7 of their last 10. Cardinals have won 3 of their last 10. And those two teams are tied right now. So there are teams that are coming up on the Cardinals where Cardinals have some work to do to try to space out again. But when you look at who's ahead of them, the Brewers, I think they're as good as the Brewers. Now, even this past weekend with what happened, I still feel like the Cardinals have more than a puncher's chance at being able to be a team that finishes ahead of Milwaukee this year. Brewers have been better than the Cardinals lately. Cardinals took a series from the Brewers when they saw them the last time, so that's kind of up in the air. But when you look at the teams right now, the top 3 teams in the National League wildcard race, it's the Phillies, the Giants, and the Padres. So the Phillies are really, really good. Padres have had a very good season with just 1 period of time where they couldn't win to save their life. But outside of that, they've been really good. It was the Giants in that top group that I said to myself, I think the Cardinals can catch the Giants. That's what I was saying. And now what happens? Rafael Devers, a really, really good hitter, an impactful hitter, a middle-of-the-order kind of bat, he jumps from the American League to the National League. Another, by the way, National League is so much better than the American League this year. And here is just another player who's entering the National League that adds that much more star power to what's going on in the National League. And that inherently changes the San Francisco Giants, where 24 hours ago or 29 hours ago before this trade goes down, I'm still saying that the Cardinals are a team that can hunt down the San Francisco Giants. The Giants look much more formidable now that they have Rafael Devers on that roster. 314-436-7900 is how you call. That's how you text as well. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we are set to be joined by our good friend. You see him on Channel 2 and Channel 11. He is Kevin Ryans. He's with us in just a moment or so as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back at it here on KMOX. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line. We are with you until 8 o'clock in about 15 minutes or so. We are set to be joined by Dan Reardon. We are going to put a bow on what was a really fun weekend of golf at the U.S. Open. We are efforting Kevin Ryans. I think we're going to get him here in just a moment or so. He is a sports anchor over at Channel 2 and Channel 11, anchor and reporter. Always enjoy being able to talk with him, so he's going to join us here in just a moment as we'll talk more Cardinals baseball with him. Something happened today real quick. This has nothing to do with the Cardinals, but I thought it was pretty cool. Gage Wood from the Arkansas baseball team, he struck out 19 batters in a complete game no-hitter. Yeah, College World Series, complete game no-hitter for this Arkansas pitcher. His name is Gage Wood, which is absolutely incredible. If you're not paying attention to the College World Series, it is one of the best sporting events that happens every year. I saw this. There's a barbecue joint in the state of Arkansas. It's called Wright's Barbecue. And they tweeted out after the no-hitter that Gage Wood never has to pay for brisket again. So if you know this dude, go to Arkansas with him and go eat barbecue with him, and you never have to pay. And I don't know. I don't find myself in Arkansas very often, but if I see a Wright's Barbecue now, I'm like, hey, that's the place that gave that pitcher as much barbecue as they wanted for the rest of their life. Anybody, by the way, with the name Gage Wood as well, should go to Arkansas and go to this place and be like, hey, you said Gage Wood never has to pay for barbecue again. All right, with that note, let's bring in Kevin Ryans. He is a sports anchor and sports reporter with Channel 2 and Channel 11. Appreciate him taking some time with us. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today. How are you?
Matt, thank you very much. And man, I got to find me this Gage Wood.
Yeah.
I would absolutely take him up on an offer to go to one of those brisket places and get some free food. That sounds pretty good to me.
Now you're a CrossFit guy. You've lost like 9 million pounds doing CrossFit. But are you a big barbecue guy? Is that one of the places where you'll go after a little bit?
I'm a huge foodie, man, and I grew up. My dad's from Memphis, Tennessee, and so we love our barbecue. So in the Ryans household growing up, we got a lot of barbecue food. So,
all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. It's part of the reason why I had to lose some weight over the last few years, because I accumulated so much of it eating some good food over the years.
Let's jump into the Cardinals a little bit here, because it was not a good weekend for them. They lose 3 of 4 to Milwaukee. They could have split that series. They could have won 3 of 4 if a couple one-run games would have gone the other direction. They are struggling right now, for sure. It goes back beyond the Milwaukee series. How do you assess what's going on right now, and what's more real for this team right now, the way they've been playing recently or the good run that they were on just a couple weeks ago?
You know, I think at the beginning of the year, my opinion of the season was to temper the expectations, because, you know, who knew what you're going to get out of the young Cardinals team. And, you know, they've shown so many good flashes that it's just hard for me to be a little disappointed right now. I think if you were drawn into the idea that they could make a push to this postseason, and maybe this is the good team that we've been waiting for, I can understand some disappointment recently. But I think you still have to, you know, kind of temper those expectations a little bit. This is a young team for the most part, experienced for sure, but young. And you're going to go through some of these growing pains. You're going to go through some of these stretches where it doesn't seem like you can compete, or you might be falling just a touch short, maybe a play here or a play there. But they're also, in the same breath, partially the team that you saw in May that dominated, that hit well, that pitched well. I think you're going to get a lot of these ebbs and flows. You know, I think it's with every team, but it's particularly this Cardinals team. You're going to get the stark differences. You're going to get where they're playing incredible baseball and when they're playing a little lethargic. I think that's something that you should expect the rest of the season. It should keep them around this mix for the postseason for most of the year. But if you're a Cardinals fan, you have to be understanding that this is going to happen. And just enjoy when you see some good baseball, because I think this group has surprised me in so many good ways. And with the way that they play, particularly in May, that is the upside of all this, is that once this group comes back together a few more years, you know, if they do run it back, I mean, the level of baseball that they can play, it's an awesome to see.
Not to go all Shawshank Redemption on you, sometimes hope can be a dangerous thing, and it does feel like for many people there was this hope that got built up while they were going through this really good period, and then all of a sudden it's this feeling of go for it, go for it, go for it, and the stated goal when the season got started of giving guys runway and finding out what you had, like, that was almost forgotten, and that's never totally changed. And it's just, it creates another dynamic for this team where the external expectations that started as being low went up a little bit higher, and now it just feels like everybody's trying to figure out where they should actually place those expectations.
Yeah, and if you come in with an even mindset, knowing that there's a, you know, the group is youngry, you know, that Victor Scott saying, you know, that they want to do well, yet you know that they're going to have their struggles. I think it's easy to look at the season and be understanding. It's harder when you gain the hope. And I think all season long, that's the way I approached it as a media member. I knew because they started out really good, and then they went really bad, and then they had the month of May, which is wonderful, and now they're struggling a little bit. I kind of had a feeling that you're going to see these kind of wild streaks within them, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, especially when you got young guys playing at this level, with as many games as they are for the first time, maybe second or third time. You know, they have to get that experience. Otherwise, how do you know what you have on you? And so, you know, I understand wholeheartedly the Cardinals fans getting excited, and they should be excited with the way that some of the best players have played. Particularly in the month of May, how Mason Wynn started, whatever it was, 0-for-20, and got his batting average above .260, above .270. You know, Wilson Contreras continuing to grind after his struggles. You know, Miles Michaelis finding it. Sonny Gray, He just recently had the bad outing in Milwaukee, but he was awesome to watch. You know, I just think for the St. Louis fan, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. I think it's more important that you stay even, watch the team, and just enjoy when you see some good baseball. You know, it's tough for a fan. I know, and for me as a fan, so of my teams growing up, I used to think that every loss was the end of the season. But growing up, you realize that, you know, there's different seasons within the season, right? And when you take it from that approach and you look at it from that standpoint, you know that there's going to be some good and some bad, and you just got to roll with it. And whatever's meant to be is meant to be for this team. I still think they have a good chance of competing. They've shown it. They show that they can go toe-to-toe with the good teams. And taking series from the Mets and from the Astros and from the Dodgers, I think it's important that that the fans see it from that standpoint and try to understand that there's going to be some lows with this. But the end return should be in a few years if they're still together, how good this team can be.
Yeah, it's been obviously negative over the last few days, and I'll be the first person to say that it was a very disappointing weekend with the team losing 3 out of 4. I'm not trying to cover that up. I think this team, just like you, I think this team does have the ability to be in contention for a playoff spot. At the same time, I hope that people don't get kind of back to where they were when the season got started, because they are a fun team. There are athletes out there like Mason Wynn and Victor Scott II, and you see a guy like Brendan Donovan do pretty incredible things, and obviously being able to watch Wilson Contreras play baseball is something that's special. We saw some great crowds there. That Dodgers series was electric. I hope some version of that does keep happening here moving forward.
Absolutely, 1,000%. There can't be apathy. I mean, the team has showed you, shown the fan base what could be. That was the Cardinals' goal this whole season, was to show what can be and what giving runway to some of these young guys can do. And that same excitement should still live. Not to say you can't be disappointed as a fan. Of course you can. But there is just a lot of good that they have built up over the last couple of months that I don't think will go away. I think you're still going to get some good summer crowds here. You got some big teams coming. You know, the Cardinals, the Cardinals have done their job this year. They have shown that they are more than ready to take that next step, whenever that next step is ready to be taken, because of the way that they have played so far this year. It may turn around, and they may not even look good the next couple months. I don't know what's to come, obviously, but I think that whatever that they set out to do, they've already done. I think now the only question marks really are, you going to get any consistency out of Nolan Gorman or Jordan Walker? But, you know, starting pitching wise, you know, what kind of consistency are you going to get from some of those guys? Because they've struggled a little bit in this last stretch. But, you know, what they set out to do already this year, I think it's already a B+ for them. And I think they need to focus and hone in on that. One thing that I really liked is you hear from the clubhouse all the time, it's the fact that they continue to come in every day with that same mentality, whether they win or lose. You could tell that clubhouse doesn't really get too down or too high. They're very even. They come prepared to the ballpark every single day. You hear from them.
Kevin,
you hear from
actually got to stop you a little bit here. We got one more guest that I got to get to, so I really, really appreciate you taking some time with us. I just don't want to make Dan wait too terribly long. So thank you so much for your time. No, you're good. Yeah. You're good, man. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you have a good one.
Awesome. That's Kevin Ryans. We got to get to Dan Reardon, and he joins us in just a moment or so right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're really happy to once again have on. You heard him a lot over the last few days on KMOX, doing a great job as always reporting and adding context to the world of golf. He is our golf correspondent. He is Dan Reardon, coming off the U.S. Open at Oakmont this past weekend. Dan, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm Matt, and certainly was entertaining, I think, would be the best way to describe this this year's U.S. Open.
Yeah, memorable, because I think there's a few different factors that can create memorable weekends of golf, and sometimes the conditions can cause that, and sometimes maybe even a single shot can cause that. And we got both of that. Obviously, terrible weather with the rain and everything, and then also the winning putt being the longest putt made of the entire weekend. Those two things together create quite the memorable weekend.
And I agree with everything you say. I'd like to jump back when we talk about memorable shots, though. I think the shot of the tournament was the tee shot at 17, the par 4, because the putting made was, you know, made it a two-stroke win rather than a one-stroke win. And that ball had a little pace on it when it went in, so I'm not saying that it was given that he was going to two-putt that hole. But he really grabbed control of the tournament with a tee shot on 17. You know, everybody was going for that reachable par 4, and everybody had some measure of success. But he was safely on the green. I think 13 feet is what they're quoting the distance if he made it for eagle. And I think that would be the absolute lock that he placed on the tournament. And I was a little surprised, Matt, and I know I pay a lot more attention to golf than you or many people do. I was surprised that nobody drew the comparison, because we saw that same moment occur in 2020 in the PGA Championship at Harding Park, because then a promising young player, Colin Morikawa, did exactly the same thing on the 16th hole. He reached the green, and in his case, he converted the six-foot putt for eagle and went on to become a champion.
Continuing to be joined by Dan Reardon here on KMOX. And Dan, you look at Spawn and what he was able to do. I mean, pretty remarkable that he had such a slow start to the final round, had the weather delay, and then came back out and was really good after that. What leads to all of that?
Well, for every player, it's going to be a different situation. But I rely on what JJ said afterwards as it applies to him. He talked to what he said, his team, which would be coaches and caddies and things like family. But mostly he just needed things to stop. And then he said, he was asked, you know, well, how quickly did you get it back? And he said, when I hit my tee shot on 9, which was the first shot he played after the weather delay, he said everything about the shot was right. It was what I was trying to do. And you hear so much of the players using the term feels today, though, you know, they're looking for the feels. Well, he felt like himself again. He felt like the player that played bogey-free golf on Thursday and only had one bogey on Saturday. So, I mean, it was a matter of getting back to a mental state more than a physical state. And then, you know, then it's history from there. From that tee shot on 9, he had one bogey the rest of the way, and nobody in the field could match that performance.
He was the only golfer that finished the tournament under par. It was, how much of that was related to weather, and how much of that is related to the course?
You know, I think for the first 63 holes, it's related to the course. I do think the USGA deserves some criticism about sending the players back out onto that golf course. I don't think the golf course was really playable. And the reason I say that is, yes, JJ Spahn birdied the last two holes. Yes, he played 3 under in the back 9. Nobody else played golf that well. And I go with the preponderance of evidence in this situation. And we saw shots from players that we hadn't seen from them the whole week. You know, the shots that Adam Scott hit, the situation involving the sodden ground that we were playing from on the golf course. You know, everything about it, I'm talking about Sam's request for a ruling, and he didn't get the ruling in that case. I just think the USGA overestimated how playable the course was, and they didn't take into consideration what the water had done. You know, you can squeegee all you want, but all you're doing is moving water from one place to someplace else on the golf course. And I sort of think that they probably should not have gone back out again. And that's easy for me to say in hindsight. But let me cite an example. In 2019, the Masters had a tournament on Sunday that looked like it's going to be a great finish, but they had a lousy forecast. And so what the Masters did is they went to CBS and said, we're going to start early and we're going to finish early, and you guys are just going to have to adjust because we're not going to endanger this round not getting finished. And what happened in 2019? They played early. Tiger Woods got hot on the back 9, won his 15th major. And if they had followed the approach that the USGA did, which is not to adjust for the weather forecast, we likely would never have seen that 15th major out of Tiger.
Final thing for Dan Reardon, who's done an incredible job covering this weekend and just really golf, all golf majors for us here at KMOX. Is this the start of something for Spahn, or does he probably go back to being somebody that, bluntly, not a lot of non-hardcore golf fans had really heard of before this weekend?
I think in terms of wins, we're probably not going to see much of a change. You know, he had only one other tour win at Valspar. But I think in terms of performance, I think he'll move up the money list. I think the big question is, do you take this one-time performance in really bizarre circumstance, and do you consider him for the Ryder Cup team? I would say the answer is no, that he has to be in that top 7, that he's not a captain's choice, unless I'm wrong, and he does become a different player. You know, I look back to see who was the last J.J. Spahn to win the U.S. Open, and the closest I can come would be Gary Woodland at Pebble Beach. And Woodland was even a more accomplished in terms of wins and losses player than Spahn was. So this is a unique kind of performance in a unique set of circumstances. And we wish for the best, but, you know, I would be less than honest if I said I think he's going to be the next great find. This is not a discovery moment. This is just a really good story.
Well, it changes his life. He gets over $4 million. He gets exemptions into the next 10 U.S. Opens. He gets exemptions into the next five rest of the majors. I mean, this is a life-changing moment for J.J. Spahn, no matter what happens the rest of his career.
And don't overlook the elite tournaments that he's now automatically in. And that's where the real money is in golf. And because of that, those elite events, and Hartford is one this week, those elite events pay huge sums of money, not only to the winners, but the people that finish high. And those are no-cut tournaments. So that's where, from a financial standpoint, he's going to reap a huge benefit, because he'll be in the elite fields going forward for the immediate future.
Dan Reardon always does an amazing job talking and covering golf for Camo X. You can hear his love for the game in everything that he does, and we appreciate him sharing that with us a little bit here on Camo X. Dan, great work as always, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Enjoyed it, Matt.
That's Dan Reardon. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on Camo X.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on Camo X.
Starting to wrap things up on this edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauley. We've had a good last 3 hours worth of conversation, starting with the Redbird Rush Hour and what we've done here on Sports Open Line, as we really try to dive into everything going on with this Cardinals team. I think at the end of there's a lot going on. There's a ton going on, and it's hard to pinpoint one single thing that has resulted in this team falling back a bit, because there's a lot of things they could do better in addition to some things going not their way that's a little bit out of their control at the same time. I'm not, every time I say this, I feel like I need to throw the caveat. Batted ball luck and things like that, not the reason the Cardinals have lost some games recently, but we wouldn't be telling the whole story if we did not acknowledge that some of that is going on. So where is this club at? As we just try to kind of put a bow on this conversation that we've been having for the better part of the last 3 hours. Where is this team at? Because when we were sitting here and talking, what would we consider the high point of the season? Maybe was it coming off the sweep against Arizona at home? Was it taking two of those three against Baltimore when you got the record to 32-24? They started to fall back a little bit about after that. They had the series against Texas. That wasn't great. They had the homestand where they only won the three games. Two of them were against the Dodgers, but still only won the three games. No matter where you want to put the kind of the high watermark of where this team is playing, where did you start to feel a little, okay, this isn't going quite in the right direction? Because even in the Detroit series that you lost 2 out of 3, I think most people looked at it and said they could have easily won 2 out of 3 against the team that had the best record in baseball, and you got Tarek Skubal out of the game early. You didn't feel terrible about that series. So we can, wherever you want to identify the moment that things have not been going great, I kind of look at the probably the Texas Rangers series, when you gave up 19 runs between the two losses. That was sort of the moment that's been slipping a little bit. So you go back to the end of May and into June. It has not been a great June for the Cardinals, and now they are going into a key stretch. I so appreciated Kevin Wheeler on the Redbird Rush Hour when he said, we're not going to have the conversation about should they be buyers or sellers. And I've kind of been on that here recently. I know I was as guilty of it as anybody walking the face of the earth. We were having that conversation a lot as it looked like they were going to surge. I think it's time to pump the brakes on that conversation. We'll get back to it. But we can't have that conversation right now, because it's really simple. If the team gets back to playing really good baseball, well then you're probably looking at buying. If they continue to play baseball the way they have in the month of June, you're looking at selling. It's not a complex, interesting conversation to have at this point in time. What is a little bit more interesting is assessing where they go between now and the All-Star break, because they're about to go into a really pivotal stretch. They've got 3 games against the White Sox in Chicago, a White Sox team that's terrible. You have to, when... I get it. You lose series against bad teams. Every team does it. the Phillies just got swept by the Pirates recently. Like, that happens. It can't happen when you're kind of fighting for your life for the season. They have to, at the very least, go win 2 out of 3 in Chicago against the White Sox. If they lose that series, that's where I start to kind of look at this and say, okay, can you get this thing back on the right track? And then after that, it's division opponent against division, you know, just one after another outside of basically one series. You're going to play Cleveland on June 27th, 28th, and 29th. And outside of that, you've got 2 series against the Cubs, 1 against Cincinnati, and 1 against Pittsburgh. So this takes you to Sunday, July 6th. That's going to be the moment where I think we look at this team, especially that 4th of July weekend. That's a 3-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. That's going to be where we're looking at this thing and saying, where is this team at? And then you finish out the pre-All-Star break portion of the year with a homestand against Washington and Atlanta, 2 teams that you should have some level of success against. But I do think that you're going to have much more of an understanding of where this team is sitting and what's going to happen moving forward. This is the moment right now where they've got an opportunity against divisional opponents where you can go out and find some success. And if they do that, then it puts them right back to kind of where they were, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, wherever you want to put that high water mark. But they got to do a lot of things better. They got to pitch better, got to hit. You know, we talk so much about how much the offense had improved, and it has. Like, I'm not throwing that away as not being true. It absolutely is true. But offensively, it has been more hit or miss lately, and it's been a bit more miss lately. And unfortunately, on the days where they have scored some runs, sometimes that's been the day that the pitching has let them down. There's just a lot of areas from a consistency standpoint that this team obviously and clearly needs to get better here over the next few days. Again, next few weeks would be a better way to say that. Again, you look at this series against the White Sox, and it's a big opportunity. I like the pitching matchups for the most part. Mostly, I mean, the White Sox aren't very good, but you look at who the Cardinals are going to be sending. I feel like Matthew Liberatore is going to start tomorrow. And I could be wrong on this, and we'll certainly talk about it on the post-game show tomorrow night after the game. But when you think about where he's been at, he was at a really high level, had a bad start. Next start was one where he got taken out of the game, and they talked about fatigue-related issues, and then after the game, a lot about his body not being synced up. His last start was better, especially from a standpoint of velocity and holding velocity to the end. I felt like that was maybe the start of a turnaround, and I'm going to be really interested in what he looks like tomorrow, because I think that this is set up for him to kind of come back around on this thing and be much better and kind of get back on track. I could be wrong on that. And that last start, it could be more of that. He could still be going through something where he's really fighting through being that every fifth day guy right now, just as that's something that he hasn't had to do for a while and never has had to do at the big league level. So I leave open the idea that I've got that one wrong. But I was encouraged a little bit by what we saw from him in his last start. Sonny Gray, I think he has a bounce back. He was so incredibly frustrated with his performance his last time out. We talked a lot about his post-game comments, obviously. That's one where I absolutely think he comes back around. And then we don't give him credit, probably the credit that he deserves, but really, you know, especially with Liberatore's recent downturn, Eric Fetty has really turned into the second most consistent pitcher on this staff behind Sonny Gray. And more often than not, he is giving you a chance to win. There's question marks pretty much at every spot in the rotation outside of Sonny Gray. I'm not running away from that, but Fetty has been pretty good here recently. That's just about going to do it for the program tonight. They'll match up against the White Sox tomorrow. That is scheduled for a 6:40 first pitch. That means our coverage is going to begin, well, first with Redbird Rush Hour for 40 minutes or so. And then at 5:45, that's when we are going to get underway with network coverage here on KMOX and across the Cardinals Radio Network. Thanks so much for being tuned in. It has been a fun program this evening, talking mostly Cardinals baseball. Had some great guests, including Dan Reardon, who we talked golf with just a few moments moments ago. But appreciate Brian Walton, Kevin Ryan's getting in here as well. And we will talk to you again very soon, as we will be back tomorrow for Cardinals Baseball right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.